USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is expected to announce a student loan forgiveness program Wednesday. President Trump's financial guru, Steve Moore, on Newsmax last night.
I mean, this actually is the nail in the coffers of the student loan program. We are going to tell people, well, you don't have to pay back your loans, but the people in the future have to pay back their loans.
Some primary results from Tuesday's elections. In New York, Democrat Representative Jerry Nadler soundly defeated Representative Carolyn Maloney. The two Democrats had to fight each other as New York lost a congressional seat due to people moving out of the state. In Florida, Democrat Val Demings strongly defeated all challengers and will have the opportunity to take on Republican Senator Marco Rubio in November.
With your help, I will be elected.
With strong help from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Sarasota County School Board shifted from liberal to conservative on Tuesday. USA Radio News.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. Audio effects do not simulate actual hearing aid experience. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge. Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. listenlively.com.
A roughly 2-week search for missing 16-year-old Kylie Rodney came to an end Sunday when dive teams with a volunteer search and rescue organization said they found her body and vehicle submerged in water near where she disappeared. The body has been confirmed as that of Kylie. As the war in Ukraine by Russia's invading forces continues into 6 months, both sides are playing with fire and the possibility of a nuclear mishap.
The UN Security Council is looking at the troubling situation around a nuclear plant in southern Ukraine. Russian shelling has raised alarms about the possibility of a nuclear catastrophe.
Common sense must prevail to avoid any actions that might endanger the physical integrity, safety, or security of the plant.
UN Under Secretary Rosemary DiCarlo calling for military restraint and said the breach of the facility could have catastrophic consequences. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.
In the middle of a recession, President Biden continues to spend money like he can print it. Another $3 billion in aid to Ukraine is scheduled to be announced sometime today. Japan is entering a new phase in its nuclear energy strategy Wednesday, with Prime Minister Kishida set to order the development and construction of next-generation nuclear power plants. President Biden is mulling the idea of student loan forgiveness. That statement is as honest as Inflation Reduction Act, as the loan doesn't go away, just who pays for it. And that person is listening to a newscast right now, along with their fellow Americans. Back when the American economy was very strong under President Trump, his economist Stephen Moore tells Newsmax the Biden administration's outrageous proposal of eliminating $10,000 in student debt for borrowers making less than $125,000 a year has no long-term merit.
It's really quite an outrage. It's such an injustice, actually, to the people who did pay back their loans and, you know, did the right thing. What a horrible example that the United States government is setting by telling people they can be deadbeats and not pay back their loans. I mean, really, it's quite outrageous, I think. And for people who did pay their loans, they're the suckers here because the government would have forgiven you your loan. And how many people do you think will ever repay a loan, a student loan at this point? I mean, this actually is the nail in the coffers of the student loan program. We are going to tell people, well, you don't have to pay back your loans, but the people in the future have to pay back their loans.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.